Well, the Associated Press now lodges a protest against the U.S. Department of Justice for secretly seizing phone records of the news agency's operations.
On Friday, we got a notice from the Justice Department that they had seized the records of 20 of our telephone lines, work and personal lines, belonging to AP journalists and connecting to AP bureaus in several locations.
In a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder, the AP has described the Justice Department's action as, quote, a massive and unprecedented intrusion. It says the move is serious interference with the agency's constitutional rights. Records of several home phones and cell phones were seized without prior notice to the agency or its journalists. Now, the targeted journalists include a group who revealed the NYPD's secret intelligence operations targeting Muslim communities in the U.S. In a news dispatch, the AP says the records may also be sought in an investigation into leaked information contained in an AP story. Now, that story reportedly disclosed details about a CIA operation in Yemen. Well, let's switch over to Vancouver, Canada, joined by international lawyer Mr. Alfred Weber. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, let's look at the legality or the lack thereof of this situation and the irony of it that this has been done by the U.S. Department of Justice.
Right. Well, first, just to go directly to the legality, this is clearly not legal. First, broadly under the First Amendment to the Constitution of the U.S., but more particularly under Justice Department regulations, which call for subpoenas for journalist phone records to be undertaken only as a last resort and narrowly focused, subject to the Attorney General's personal sign-off. And normally, the regulations call for notice and negotiations, giving the news organization a chance to challenge the subpoenas in court. So here we have the Department of Justice flagrantly violating its own regulations and violating the First Amendment. Now, this is not the first time that the Department of Justice has done this. Recently, in the Fast and Furious case, a division of the Department of Justice, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Division of the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney General actually signed off on a program whereby the Department of Justice was shipping arms to the drug cartel in Mexico.
Well, why are we seeing more and more abuse by the Justice Department? What is it about the Obama administration that makes it think that it can get away with these illegalities?
Well, what has happened in the long term was that we've had a series of false flags in the United States, starting with the assassination of John F. Kennedy in November 22, 1963, which essentially was a coup d'etat by a financial military junta, which took over the United States. And there have been increasing shredding of the U.S. Constitution, most recently by the false flag operation on September 11, 2001, which launched a domestic police state, as well as a war of aggression worldwide called the War of Terror, which launched the illegal invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan. And essentially, the United States is a war criminal nation, and that's why it has withdrawn from the International Criminal Court. I know that the previous commentator mentioned bringing suit against the U.S., but it has withdrawn from the International Criminal Court because it is a war crimes nation.
Okay.
And so the Department of Justice has lost all sense of justice because it has been taken over by what we call an international war crimes racketeering organization.
Okay, well, Mr. Weber, I would love to get into this more perhaps on another program. We're out of time because we're in the middle of the news, but I appreciate you being with us out of Vancouver, Canada, international lawyer, Mr. Alfred Weber.